as he was challenging you on those projects and you had to keep selling him, you still were not sure whether his paper was going to support this.
I wasn't sure.
So you knew that, well, maybe I'm antagonizing him here where the ballpark should be, and maybe, I don't know if you thought, if I give in to him, maybe he'll support it.
I just kept meeting with him, trying to keep him informed. I knew one thing. If you keep people in the dark, you're going to probably have problems. As much as I could, I'd keep him informed. And he knew that I didn't have any ulterior motives other than just trying to help the city. I mean, I had a business that I was running and was successful, and you know, and I wasn't trying to run for governor or senator or anything. I was just kind of doing my thing. I just kept after him. You know, just after him is not the right word. I just kept information and kept talking to him. And then the chamber was very supportive. So, you know, he was very involved with the chamber. So everybody was kind of starting to nibble away. But as it got closer and closer, I knew he'd end up supporting. I just didn't know if he would be really supportive or lukewarm supportive. And he turned out to be very, very supportive.
But did he ever face-to-face say to you, I will support this? Or did you begin to sense it through the newspaper?
No, they don't ever tell you that. The paper never tells you. It's kind of like the editorial board. They're not going to tell you. But I met with the editorial board, and once I'd become mayor, then I'd met with them as they'd want different issues, or as I had things that I felt like they needed to be abreast of, I'd request a meeting, and of course we could always get it. As we were going through the process, it became apparent that they were going to support it. You just don't know at what level they're going to support it. You know, are they going to editorialize, or are they just going to say, vote today, you know, across the banner of the paper.
Well, they came out, obviously, very strong.
Oh, they did, and we needed every bit of it.
Because it passed by 54%.
Yeah.
So it was a squeaker.
It was a squeaker. I remember the pollsters that night, like all pollsters, they know what precincts to watch in voting, and the vote was over at 7. By 7:30, they told me we won. And well, the TV hadn't even started reporting it yet. And it was a big deal for all the TV stations. So they were flashing it as quick as they had results. They said, well, you're going to win. You're going to win by 53%, 54%.
Yeah.
I wasn't convinced until about 10 o'clock at night, because it started out down, and then the vote. And they said, that's okay, don't worry. So it was about 3 hours of tension.
Yes. So, was part of your sell, though, the fact that maybe you could attract a National Hockey League franchise?
Not so much then. It was, we want to be a major league city. We didn't know really what that meant other than we just needed to upgrade where we were. If we ever had any chance of being major league either, and I thought more likely it'd be hockey back then than the NBA, we're going to have to build a facility. And that was kind of in the time, if you go back and look in the early 90s, that's when a lot of cities were building buildings and arenas. And we didn't need something, but we tried to spec it general to where either type franchise, and the floor was big enough to either make ice, which it can make ice, or you can have basketball, whatever you want. And then it was later on that I got involved with Clay. Clay was very helpful, too.
Clay Bennett, you're talking about.
Yeah, Clay Bennett was very helpful also with Mr. Gaylord. He was in charge at OPUBCO of all of their outside-the-paper investments, all their real estate investments and development and so forth back in the 80s and 90s. So between Clay Bennett and myself, we worked on Mr. Gaylord pretty good to get the support and over time. And then, of course, Clay and I have been really good friends ever since.
So the NHL franchise was used to try to sell it later on? No,
it really wasn't. No,
okay.
Later on, then we went after the NHL, but it was not. No, we didn't use it.
The vote wasn't predicated on the possibility of that.
No.
So then it passed. But as you were trying to get the council to approve of this, one of the council members said, I have a problem with just a waterway in the heart of Bricktown that goes nowhere.
Right.
People look at what you have today and they think, oh my, that might have been easy. But you had to convince people like Beverly Hodges that there is a reason to have this.
Yeah. They had to have some faith in what we were saying. And I think it probably some of them said, let's just let the mayor kind of hang himself. Let's let him build that canal that's going to go nowhere, or let him build something else, and then we'll kind of sit in the back in the weeds, and then we'll tell you, I told you so. Well, it didn't happen, you know. They've all become great supporters of it. I take some of those comments at council on the camera as more positioning for their constituents and not against me. I mean, I didn't take them personally, so I didn't let them get me bent out of shape. I could talk to them behind closed doors and figure out where they really were.